The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 423. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Yo, man, we are in a state of play.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vail.
People have spoken. Third person mode is back. Take it, bitch.
Take it. Brett Murdoch.
I don't love how they roll back those decisions as soon as it starts hurting their bottom line, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Mr. Brian Mangioma.
We already have a template that works. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy. Just do that again. It's not that hard, people.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Jesus. How are they supposed to make it their own, Brian?
My head hurts and the fucking show hasn't even started yet. This is ridiculous. We're going to get into it. Anyway.
Do we have to replace you with an AI?
I'm dead, apparently. You know,
how do I know that that hasn't already happened? Actually, that's a good point. What if you died a few years ago and we're just talking to a ghost AI token?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but well, Manny's actually seen me physically.
Oh, man. It's a deep fake.
No, but wait a minute.
Unless they installed some new cool ass holograms in his.
This is perfect. This is perfect, Brett. You're right. What if he finds out? This could be a great story. So Tony finds out through this AI that he died. And then we find out that we all at some point had some near-death experience, but really we did die. Uh-oh. And this is the alternate life.
This sounds like Lost.
Dude, I've actually been there.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that they were just all dead? That was the whole thing. They were just all dead, and their souls were stuck on that island.
Dude,
that
was a few years ago... ironically, about a month or so before I lost Rachel, we got into a horrific car accident. And I remember all I could do was, like, turn the wheel to my right. Like, it was a truck coming from my left. It was a Ford 350. And, like, I cut the wheel to the right, and it just caved in that side of my car.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I was looking at the damage a little bit later, and it hit me. I was like, holy shit. If this had been, like, 6 inches to the right, I'd be dead right now.
But you didn't make it. So I got hit by a van. Carlos, anything tragic ever happened that you think you walked away from, but you really didn't?
Been a couple of shootouts. Fell on a. Remember back in the day where I'll tell this quick story. Remember back in the day when there was the New Yorkers probably won't get this, but which is probably most of them. And Brian's from London, so Brett might understand me. Mm-hmm. We didn't have sewage. We had holes in the ground. They got sucked up by trucks.
What?
You got to explain this,
right? What the?
Yeah, so
yes, a lot of houses have that.
What, like a latrine?
Yeah. I don't know how it's called.
No, man, a septic tank.
It's a septic tank. Yeah.
Okay, tank. Okay, that's how they. All right.
Yeah. So every house, you know, near where I grew up, everyone had one of these because we didn't have a proper sewage system. We do now. And so all the sewage went to a hole in the ground. So I went to a buddy's house once, and these holes are deep. I was just walking around, and I couldn't tell like where I was walking, and I fell. I didn't fall in the sewage. There was like a small space where there was like a what's it called a like a 2x4 just like sticking somewhere right before I fell. But I was like almost fell into the thing, and the only way they can pull me up was, you know, the couple of people just went running because I yelled and they pulled me back up. But, and I was a little kid. I was like maybe like 8 or 9 years old.
Shit. If I fell,
it's going to be like, Carlos, the, You know, the episode of The Simpsons when Bart fell down the well is going to be like that.
You know,
and
you
we're
know,
sending
you know
our love down the well.
You know,
all the way down.
Huh. You know, that was based on a real, that was actually based off
it
of
was.
A real news event that happened that around that time where this little yeah. girl fell down.
Yeah, little girl.
Yeah, the whole yeah. baby Jessica thing. Yeah,
yep. yeah, yeah, that's what it was based on.
I was going to say Carlos became a G.I. Joe PSA.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Save the kid before they fall in the hole.
Yeah,
right. Tragic.
Don't fall in holes, kids. G.I. Joe. All right, man, let's get into it. We got some gaming to talk about. The big thing that happened this week was the PlayStation State of Play, which actually happened today. So as we usually do on Throwdown, we're going to go through these one by one. I'm getting these straight off of PlayStation, so if anything's missing, blame them. I'm getting this right off their blog. All right, the first, what are we, what's the first thing we have here? Destiny 2 Lightfall.
Yay.
Yeah, that's the DLC. That's the DLC for Destiny.
Oh, no, yeah.
Expansion thing, whatever.
Yeah. My question is, and I guess I'm going to ask this a lot tonight, who cares?
I do.
Obviously somebody cares because they keep making them.
Yeah.
It's got a huge community, so they care.
Yeah. Brett, did you say you care? You still playing Destiny? Brett?
Did you guys notice that this month, one of the PS Plus things that they gave us is a Destiny DLC?
No.
Not the game, the fucking DLC.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, that's them tightening their belt, to, you know, because they want people to go over to the newer versions of the.
That's them owning the fucking company and doing the exact same thing they're worried about Call of Duty doing.
Mm-hmm.
Suck a bitch.
I would say, like, I was watching that trailer and I was like, what the fuck is going on here now? Like, there's some crazy looking smoke headed dude, you know.
none of us care. This isn't for us, but still, like, that, yeah. It just bothers me because I was like, motherfucker. Like, every time I'm going to go off a rant, I don't give a shit. People can call me an Xbox fanboy at this point. I'm just mad at Sony's fucking actions. They're just a douchebag in everything that they do. They find the way that they can fuck the customer the most and then do that. I'm convinced that they have focus groups to figure it out. Like, they go out of their way to fuck you. I'm supposed to be getting 2 free games a month. Granted, I never fucking play them because they're always awful. But I'm still supposed to be getting them, goddammit. Not fucking DLC for the franchise that you just bought. And especially not while you're bitching about, oh no, Microsoft is going to lock us out of Call of Duty. Meanwhile, they're signing 10-year contracts with everybody. And then you fucking turn around and be like, look, we're giving away the DLC for our game for free. That's not preferential behavior. That's not the kind of shit that we're giving examples to courts about Microsoft possibly fucking doing. If Microsoft were a person, I would fucking bitch slap them. Or if Sony were a person, I would fucking bitch slap them.
You know what, Brett? You're the Joe Pesci of our show. Yeah,
saying I'm a clown?
No.
What? Saying he's funny? You saying he's funny?
He made you laugh.
I'm not
funny.
Saying you're a clown. Kind of, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, you're just Joe Pesci of a show.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
But yeah, all right, there you go, Destiny.
Adam, are you still playing? Are you getting back
to it? But those shooting controls are real good. They feel really familiar.
I mean, they do. I'm not going to lie. Credit where credit is due. That shit is tight.
Yeah, but we're over that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have more than tight controls and realistic feeling weapons. The rest of the game is fucking bullshit. Borderline exploitative. And that's being nice.
Yeah.
All right. Chosen one.
Yeah, I want to move. I got to rant about this fucking Suicide Squad.
What did Carlos say?
Just real quick, Adam. I know, you know. Every time I think about Destiny, I think about you because you were the most in love with this game out of all of us.
I mean, Destiny 2.
Like, is it? Are you done with that game? Or
yeah, I fell off. It was just too grindy. It was getting too grindy for the gear and shit. And it's like I'm doing the missions. It just rinse and repeat. The story was all right, but it just, I don't know. It didn't keep my interest. So I just walked away. I was like, I'm done.
I mean, the campaign was
on the moon.
Yeah, and I tried to go back recently because a buddy of mine was like, yo, let's play. And then it was just so much on the map, tons of content, that I didn't even know where to start again. I was like, I don't know. And I was able to port over my profile, my PlayStation profile. So I still have my high-level character, but still, it's just a lot to do. I don't know. I just don't have that feeling for it like I did. No yeah. hate for it. Just it doesn't catch my interest anymore. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, most of the crew here played it. You know, we played it with each other, played the campaign and all that stuff. You know, we see the potential, but it's just there's hardly any substance, and that's the issue here. So, yeah, DLC. Woohoo.
Yeah, if you have to be watching Netflix while you play a game to be entertained, you're lacking something.
Okay. But yeah, let's move on, man. Yeah, Suicide Squad. We got to talk about this shit, man.
Oh.
I remember when this game was first announced, I was hyped because of Rocksteady. I'm like, Rocksteady, man, they give us the Arkham games. This is going to be fucking dope. This trailer killed any hype I had for this fucking game. This doesn't look like a Rocksteady game. This looks like fucking like Fortnite. It looks like
Crackdown.
Yeah, Crackdown. I'm like, this is terrible. What the fuck is this shit? You know, so like
everybody's using guns. You know,
everybody. Yeah, guns.
I thought the
everyone's
same thing.
Flying around. Like, wait, I'm like, this why? Is it? Yeah, I'm like, why are all the characters the same? Basically, you know, like
Harley Quinn is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, and like Brian said, it's like you see what Guardians of the Galaxy did. Do that. Don't do what Avengers did. This is another Avengers.
To be honest, it's like they're definitely trying to go down that line, the whole like you know multiplayer sort of online game with a loose story. You know. Also, the weird part is that why did they switch out? Well, I know why they switched out Deadshot, but if this is supposed to be the Arkham universe. What happened to the other guy?
Yeah, right.
I think I know what's wrong with this fucking thing. And I was actually thinking about this quite a bit today. This is what happens when you get people who aren't necessarily huge fans of the source material. Like, this is a game, looks like a game. I can't say is right now, but this looks like a game made without love, right? And that really got me thinking today. Like, we always say companies don't care about you. They just want their money, right? And I do agree with that statement. But I'm starting to realize that there's varying degrees of that, right? There's companies that to kind of try and encourage things, you know, like I've seen companies built by gamers for gamers that do great fucking things. Sometimes they fuck up, but they do great fucking things, right? And then I see companies that are clearly just out to make a dollar. And I got to say, they're not the same. It's not the same thing. This is a game made by committee that is basically just taking advantage of an IP that we all know and love, right? Like, this is not made by people who are just like, fuck yeah, Suicide Squad. You can tell just by looking at it, man.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to agree with that.
This like, game was
I don't know.
The game looked like it was just made to tick boxes, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why they decided to have two games that are literally multiplayer, you know, online multiplayer games. Like, they're almost literally, like, this game and the Arkham game,
Gotham Knights.
Gotham Knights are almost exactly the same game, except there's different characters in it.
Well, okay, like, let me ask you, I'm sorry, maybe this is a fucking random thing. I'm sitting here watching the trailer, so I'm getting triggered all fucking over again. So we have Suicide Squad, the comic book. We have several animated shows. And we have several movies. And yet this movie decided to make King Shark look like none of them. Not a fucking, like, everybody looks fucking weird. Where did you bring the source material from? Did you just make shit up that you thought was going to look good?
I mean, King Shark in the comics looks somewhat similar to that.
I mean, he's got a definable head in this game. It's weird looking.
Yeah, they it's like an amalgam of things. I mean, it's definitely an amalgam of the movies. Like, what's her face looks almost exactly like, Margot Robbie from the.
Yeah, but
she doesn't actually look like the Arkham version of herself.
No, but then they were like, Captain Boomerang looks like
sort of like comic book Captain Boomerang, but with some different things. But he doesn't use his boomerangs; he uses guns for some reason.
Stupid, you know? Boomerang! He's using guns. Oh my god!
Yeah, he's also got a Speed Force Speed Force amulet, so he can move fast. And so when he throws his boomerang, he can like literally catch his own boomerang from the other end, so he can throw it to himself. Which I don't remember him having a Speed Force DLE, but I guess they wanted to. The thing is, it's like it seems to be taking the sort of Fortnite like ideas where like they're heroes that have, you know, they pretty much use guns, not Fortnite, but Overwatch, where the characters that use guns, but they all have like side abilities that makes the, you know, make them somewhat slightly more unique.
It feels like they had to make them into classes.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they are. Like, obviously, King Shark is the big guy class, which is a bunch of Fortnite characters have. But ultimately, he still uses a gun. Same thing with Boomerang. He's probably the fast guy, right? You know, he does.
Yeah, he's the mobile class.
He's the mobile class. You have what's his face? Who's the sniper? Deadshot, which Deadshot is also different than Deadshot was in the Arkham games, which sort of confuses me. Also, the other confusing thing about this, if this happened after Arkham Knight and Batman's in it, obviously, because they suggest that he retired or he's dead, or but when you see shots of him, he just looks like Arkham Batman, but with red or with glowy purple eyes.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, at least they included Harley Quinn's much beloved boomerang in this, or grappling hook. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, it's funny about that. Like, I noticed in the trailer that she has a drone that, like, to, you know, because obviously they didn't want to try to figure out how to connect her to buildings and stuff like Spider-Man does. So what they did is they literally just gave her like a MacGuffin drone that she always grapple hooks to.
I mean, do they explain that away? Is that some Batman shit?
Well, no, because that's why if you notice, like in the Avengers game, they just didn't bother. Spider-Man, he would just swing on the air. So for her, she swings on the air, but there's a drone that's connected to the air so that she's swinging off of something.
It's so lazy, you know?
And like, why does she have a cricket bat? I mean, I realize that's splitting hairs, but like,
what? She should have that mallet. What happened to her mallet?
She's had a mallet and a baseball bat. Now they're what? Cricket bat. We're gonna give this bitch a paddle.
I don't know. It just seems weird. I think their only reason why they're saying it's connected to the Arkham universe is because of the whole because it's marketing.
Yeah.
Even though the only things that really connect, like you see Penguin in there, but he looks slightly different than what he looked like in the Arkham games. They've added Toy Man and a bunch of other characters that hadn't shown up, and they're in Metropolis now. I don't know. It just seems like another side. It just seems like, hey, it's bad guy version of Gotham Knights.
I feel like they're doubling down. Like, go ahead, sure, just piss on my childhood. But like, go ahead, piss on my adolescence now too. Just saying, like, oh, it's Batman, but it's like it's an Arkham Batman. Like, cool.
I don't think you get a twofer. I don't think it's really pissing on your childhood or anything. I think it's just them trying to attach themselves to current trends because, you know, Fortnite and Overwatch and all those games are all the bee's knees, right? Microtransactions for kids. It's all that sort of stuff. That's what they're really trying to do.
Is there a story in this game? There's a story.
Yeah, Brainiac apparently like took over the hero's brains or whatever. And like,
yeah, and the whole the
Suicide
and
Squad the whole have to stop him, yeah.
Yeah, well, the idea is that they have to kill the Justice League somehow. So, you know, we'll see.
They won't, by the way.
What, no, they're not going to kill any of them.
This game was in development for so damn long. Remember, for a long time, we thought it was a Ninja Turtle game. Right? There was talks that maybe they were working on a Ninja Turtle project. I probably would have preferred that in this gameplay style than these dudes.
They would have given the Ninja Turtles guns.
Yeah, they would have. This is stupid. That would have that's why it reminds me of a Fortnite where everybody's just running around with guns.
Everybody's running around with guns and just blasting the hell out of
things. What a lazy fucking game, man.
Why Rocksteady? I mean, it has nothing to do with Rocksteady, I think. I think it's just Warner Brothers saying, you know, we need to leverage these. We need to continuously make money. These games are expensive. We need to continuously keep on making money like the other guys are doing, like the, you know, and just putting it out that way. I think that's what it is. I think they're just looking for to catch that wave that everybody tries to catch but never really catches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate to be grim on this thing, but it just seems like we're going down another Avengers route. The only difference is that maybe the controls look like they're a little bit more responsive than that Avengers game. But you know.
Yeah, it's a shame, man.
I wasn't interested when they first announced it, and I'm still equally as uninterested about it now. So
I think the big disappointment is just how far Rocksteady seems to have fallen. you know?
I don't know if it's specifically that they've fallen. It's just...
Well, they remember that Arkham Knight? Remember that? Had all kinds of problems and then had them shooting with the car and shit.
Well, Gotham Knight was made by WB Montreal.
Yeah, that wasn't Rocksteady that did that?
No. That wasn't Rocksteady at all.
So when was the last game they did? Arkham City?
Arkham City, yeah, right?
Arkham City.
Yeah.
That Arkham Knight. Ridiculous. That was it.
Arkham Knight, yeah.
Arkham Knight. Yeah. Yeah, the Origins one was the bad one, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
The Arkham Knight, that had a lot of problems. That Steam pulled it for a whole year, remember?
Well, that's the PC version. The console version,
but in general, that you know, that was in the dark ages when they weren't even...
By the way, Manny, the founders of Rocksteady left last year, so there you go.
Interesting.
I mean, you know, I'm sure
the founders of everything have been leaving these days.
To be honest, like, I feel like a lot of times, you know, the big, when these games get so extravagant and when the more money starts going in there, and that's when the big guys, just like in Hollywood, that's when the big guys start coming in and start telling you what you should be doing on your game, as opposed to letting you do the thing that you should be. You know, and again, they keep mentioning throughout this, they literally mentioned it every second that this was connected to the Arkham games.
It reminds me how Morbius shoved in your face that was connected to the Spider-Verse.
Well, it's got what's his name doing the voice of Batman. That's the only real connection I can see.
The Kevin Conroy thing. And I feel like, to be honest, I think that was, I don't think that was always in the plan. I think this game was supposed to be on its own, but maybe there was so much issues. I don't want to say, because a developer that I worked with working on it, and they're known for having good netcode. I have a feeling that Rocksteady could not pull it off, and they had to call somebody who was actually experienced with this to work with it. But again, this is just hearsay. But I think that's part of it.
I think you got it right, kind of before. I mean, like, I think that you're giving them a little bit too much credit, to be honest. I think it was just some suit somewhere went, so you had a series of successful games, right? Like, is this connected to that? And they're like, no. And they're like, well, can it be though?
Yeah. I feel like it's there's just so many variables that can be, you know, contribute to this. I mean, Arkham Asylum came out in what, 2008, 2009? And that's probably their best game. And you know, these companies, we talked about Rockstar the other couple of months ago, and just on our expectations of GTA 6, and it's hard for a lot of these companies, most of these companies, it's hard to maintain just a level of consistency, because you have people that leave, you have you know, it's you have big corporations taking control. It's just interesting how Rocksteady, you know, transform the genre of Batman into a video game form, as good as anyone has, and they just stayed the Batman company, and that they're just pigeonholed in. Yeah. They even did a VR Arkham game.
Yeah, they essentially, the same thing that happened to Bungie happened to them. They became the Batman making company, which they could. I'm sure maybe that's one of the reasons why those founders left, is because they're just like, yo. Yeah, we finished Batman. We're done with Batman. We did the last Batman game. Why are we doing this again? Oh, well, because somebody else wants it.
I mean, these companies have such a high turnover. Like, I mean, just sit back and, like, do the math, right? Like, your average person is going to spend between probably 25 and 35 years in an industry over their adult career. That's if they have one career, right? And that's becoming more and more rare these days, right? So a lot of these people, like, how many of these people spend that long at one company? How many of these people who found their own company have it last that long? I mean, we can count the number of, you know, number on one hand of the old school game companies that are still around, and none of them are what they used to be. And like, yeah, Obsidian isn't what it used to be. Rare isn't what it used to be. A lot of this stuff because they've had these people turn over. And I think that as a community, we probably need to really start focusing more on names of creators and people that we're fans of and kind of following them, and not really get sucked into this whole, oh, well, this company made this. Well, this company is a fucking mask, and the person that was wearing it when they, you know, when it was good, no longer fucking here. That's not Mickey Mouse. That's some guy in a suit.
Yeah, but we should also be wary of that too, because if we just follow the creators, we'll be in a Glenn Schofield situation. You know, we saw how that turned out.
That's true.
Maybe it's also the idea that it's also maybe more than one person too. You
know, yeah, that's that all. That's
yeah. I wish we would get. I mean, I know that people's names are in the credit, but I wish we were like, you know, didn't throw all the credit on just the one guy heading the team.
Imagine if they had some kind of video game award show where they actually like acknowledge the developers. Oh, wait, they do is DICE, but you know, we don't really talk about that.
That's not in the interest of the game companies, Tony. Quit talking crazy.
Yeah. All right, let's move on because there were other trailers.
That's because there's no commercials. There's no trailers or world premieres at the DICE Awards.
Yeah. All right, anything else you guys want to say about the Suicide Squads?
Do we know what the absolute worst part of the whole game is?
What?
And this is going to like, kill most people. Listen to this. This is Kevin's last role.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yes. And this bad.
Oh, man. That's upsetting. I've thought about that a lot today. Oh, man. All right, let's move on. What else did they have here?
He didn't know.
Well, let's look at it like this. It might be a shitty game, but I'm pretty sure his fucking voice acting is going to be spot on.
Of course,
and we'll,
yeah.
And we'll remember it.
He's scary Batman. We know that.
Yeah. All right.
Dude, if you would have told me at 10, I would be so angry at all the video game, superhero video games and movies. I would have been like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, we got what we wanted, and now it's turned into a nightmare.
The monkey paw situation.
That's the cycle, right? It becomes big and famous. It becomes big budget, and then they think they could, hang out on the top, right? You know, they could just put any piece of garbage out there and have everybody eat it all up, and that's when they know it's all gonna fall out. So, we'll see.
All right. Next up, what do we have here? Chia. Is that the name of this fucking game?
Chia. Which one was that one?
It's like, Chia.
Yeah, it's like some girl in a forest.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that's coming to PlayStation, whatever, one of the higher tiers of PlayStation. It's a. I love the way during the when they introduce it, they're like, most anticipated game.
Never heard of this shit.
I'm like, anticipated what?
Internally.
When?
Jimmy and Tito, both of them are super hyped, and they were like, yo.
No, I can't say that this game was ever hyping. I mean, it's, you know, it's an interesting looking game, but to be honest, also the trailer didn't do anything to sell me on any of it. I was like, what's going on here? I just sort of, you know, just started looking another direction.
All right, we can skip this one. I don't know what the fuck this game's about.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what it is. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Humanity, which is like a dog puzzle game.
You know what it's like? Chris, you remember The Last Guy?
Yeah.
Remember The Last Guy was just like you're this one character and then you were literally collecting people and then leading them to a safe zone?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. This time it looks like it's a dog.
It's a dog doing that? It's called Humanity?
Yeah, it's called Humanity. It just has crowds and crowds of people all over and they literally follow this dog. You have like a snake of people that, you know, like you're walking through different environments. It's exactly like The Last Guy.
Oh.
But with a dog.
Highly anticipated.
Well, they didn't say this was highly anticipated.
Yeah, no, they didn't. By the way, Sir Rich-a-Lot in the chat, he's like, I heard Carlos is really impressed by that State of Play event today.
I did.
We love you, Rich.
Shout out to the Throwdown Discord. I was doing a little bit of back and forth with them, and you know, over the last few days, and they're just like, prepare to be whelmed
as well.
Yeah.
No, you're right about that. You know.
The way, side note, of course, as every single one of these shows comes along, what happens? All the rumors about Metal Gear Remake
and all this other stuff
that shows up. I'm just like, oh come on, really?
Every time, man.
Every time. Anyway.
All right. Okay, things picked up here. Resident Evil 4. It doesn't look anything like the. I'm looking at these things like, yo, what the fuck did that happen? Like, this is like all new stuff, basically. you know?
Yeah, I think that's what they're... Well, not all new stuff. Like, they did have that, you know, they have the set, the fight with what's-his-face, Krauser.
Yeah, that Krauser was new. That was old, or that did happen. The fight with the two Gigantes was, like, new. One of them was fucking armored up, though. I'm like, I don't remember that shit, you know?
Didn't you fight two Gigantes?
You do, but I don't remember one of them being all armored up like that.
Yeah, also Lewis was there.
Lewis was there.
So that's interesting. He was supposed he died in the original game way earlier.
But like
that part was on the island.
Yeah, but like Ashy, he's like more prominent now. Like
the mine car thing, was that a thing?
That was in there too, yeah.
That was in there, yeah.
But it's like different, you know?
Yeah, it looks like it looks even more like Temple of Doom now.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks actually pretty cool, you know.
Ada showed up. Why does Leon look blonde sometimes? And,
I don't know.
Like, he looks like he's blonde.
He looks blonde in this thumbnail too.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, but yeah, cool stuff.
Then they sour the bread as soon as that trailer goes.
Oh, mercenaries. Yeah, man. Whatever.
The old mercenaries. They're bringing it back.
No, the new mercenaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not connected to Mercenaries 1, 2, 3.
I don't know.
No, it's just called Mercenaries. Yeah. It's the same old Mercenaries that you get when, you know, like, it's multiplayer, but in the environments of Resident Evil 4. That's what
it's it's a mode. It's you're still talking Resident Evil. I thought they announced a new Mercenary.
Resident Evil.
No. I thought you moved on. We already seen that shit. That came out fucking 10 years ago or something like that.
Mercenary mode.
Yeah, Mercenary mode.
Remake.
Yeah.
It's just a remake. All right. I thought they actually did a new remake.
There you go. Yeah. I wonder if
Adam, just do yourself a favor and don't get excited.
I wonder if they're gonna put that Ada Wong, you know, assignment Ada stuff in there too.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And it looks like you play as Ashley at one point. Just interesting.
Well, you did in the old game too.
You did in the old one.
I don't remember that for some reason.
In the castle.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Did they change Leon's voice actor?
Probably.
It's the guy from the 2 remake.
The new 2.
Yeah. Oh, no wonder he sounds a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks good. Yeah.
Ashley is not played by, was it not Heather Haley? What's her name? Femme Shep. She was played by
Jennifer Hale. I didn't know that. That's cool. Jennifer Hale is everybody, you know?
Well, Jennifer Hale
is Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob? She does that voice.
She's Annie?
I don't know.
Sandy.
That's who the original Ashley was. It's Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob.
Might be Jennifer Hale, yeah. As I remember, Jennifer Hale was the escort character in 2 games at the same time, which was Metal Gear Solid 2 and Resident Evil 4.
Mm.
Sandy Cheeks.
That does not Carlos. Sound right, by the way.
That's her name in the freaking show.
Sure it is, Chris.
Okay.
Are you, what are you going to say? She lives in Bikini Bottom?
Carolyn Lawrence is the voice of the original.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's Sandy Cheeks. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm going to keep saying
it. Yeah, Sandy Cheeks, there it is, yeah.
There you go. Hey, that's why I don't go to the beach.
You know, you don't want those Sandy Cheeks, you know? Oh, man. All right, what do we also we have here? Manny's favorite game, Street Fighter 6.
Oh, what an ugly-looking fucking game.
Ugly game. What?
Ugly game. That's weird hyper-real. They look like fucking Croft. Not Croft. What was that? You remember the Phil Collins?
No, you're right. You're right. That's Croft puppets. Yeah.
Yeah. They look like the fucking Croft.
Ugly-ass Croft puppets.
Yeah, that's what they look like.
It was a gameplay trailer?
Yeah, man. Like,
it's let me see.
Somebody link Adam to this shit.
I'm watching. I got the YouTubes.
They got the new girl. Every time I see these trailers, I'm like, is it Street Fighter 4 out already?
It's been out.
Street Fighter 4 came out in 2008, man.
Street Fighter 6. I mean, this game is out already.
No.
You know what it is because they had to want that thing where they literally somebody leaked all the characters and are like, all right, we're just waiting for these characters. Why is anybody surprised? We already know who's coming.
Because they have to announce them 3 at a time, Manny.
We knew Cammy was coming. We knew Zangief was coming. We knew Lily was coming with her voice. I think she's being played by the girl who plays Harley Quinn now. What's her face? the new
but Harley. But did you know Ryu's coming back?
No. Well, he's got a beard now. Whoa! And he doesn't look Japanese. Like, it's weird. Like, they're trying to go for this hyper-realistic look, but still, to this date, Ryu does not look fucking Japanese at all.
Yeah.
He's the whitest Japanese guy I've ever seen.
He's like the guy from Mortal Kombat, Liu Kang.
Liu Kang used to look Asian. I don't know what he looks like now, but, you know, back in the
new Mortal Kombat.
Oh, you mean the movie?
Yeah, the new movie, yeah.
Yeah.
That masterpiece?
Yo, by the way, this game, Street Fighter VI, I think there's such thing as too stylized when it comes to fighting games. You know, when you're playing a fighting game,
they stick out. They just really stick out from the environment.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to focus on your combos, on the fighting aspect. But it's like, look at these shiny graphics.
They're like too shiny. They're like they look like shiny, just shiny CG people. But they're all weirdly exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And that main guy, the blonde haired dude that they keep putting on the thing. My God, that fucking dude scares me. His fucking smile is just spooky. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to play that.
Why?
I'll take that other weird, those other weird versions that they made. You know, those other weird 3D looking versions. At least they at least looked like something. They just keep getting worse.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I think I'm gonna get it.
You're gonna get it. You'll be like Street Fighter. You want to play Lily
with Street Fighter
with her Hispanic accent? They didn't give her like. They didn't give her a vanilla white person voice.
Is she the one?
Is that the Selena Vega? Did they? Let me see it.
No, that's not Selena Vega. That's.
I want to see what they did with. She's in the game. She's doing shit. So I just want to find out if they made her a character.
Yeah, no, actor. I think the voice, at least the voice to me, sounds like Tara Strong.
Lily, right?
Yeah, that sounds like Tara Strong to me.
She looks. She's supposed to be a Native American type girl.
She's supposed to be like native, like from Mexico type.
She looks. Deal. I don't know.
All I know is she's got a heavy hit. She's got a Hispanic accent.
She's like, look at me. I'm here. Hello. My name is Lily. They didn't want to give me a real Hispanic name. They call me Lily.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's a commentator, and I'm listening to her call it. I don't know how I feel about this.
No, Selena Vega is they have that weird commentary mode, and you know.
Yeah, she's that's it. That's what I listen to.
She's not an actual character. No. She's just like commentary. Like,
I thought they showed her fighting. She was fighting Blanca in the.
She has. Yeah. She has a character.
Lily. That's Lily. Yeah.
Oh,
but okay. Selena Vega is like a they have this weird commentary mode that you can play.
Who's gonna want to play that?
Mighty Nerd says, wait for Ultra Street Fighter 6 in 2 years.
He's right. That's the pattern.
Imagine if this game doesn't come with
Spectre mode. And then we'll get the Champions Edition, and we'll get the Omega Super Fat Edition, and then we'll get the Bush. They make so many different editions. Then next year, you know, you own like 5 or 6 versions of the same fucking game.
Yeah, I'm done.
I mean,
I'm done with this shit. I'm not dealing
with
it.
No, you can't say it. You can't say it.
Yes, I can. I'm fucking done. I'm done with this shit.
No, come on, man. You only live once. You got
I checked out. I bought the first version of Street Fighter V. I was like, I'm done with this shit. I'm done. Not only am I done with this game, I'm done with fighting games in general. Like, it's disgusting what they're doing now. Like, these games are just catered to the FTC, and you got to, like, constantly be on there with the fucking season passes. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Yo, Bing was right. You did die. You know, this
what do you mean? Have you not been listening to Throwdown?
I know. This is a different Tony.
Adam, you haven't been paying attention. Like, remember when this game was first revealed? The first thing I said was, I'm done with this fucking franchise. That's the first thing I said. This is stupid, you know?
Oh, man, I didn't like what they did with that Infinite one. That looked pretty bad.
That was terrible.
Played out.
No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
I'm with you, Tony. I pre-ordered Street Fighter V, and it was a pile of garbage when it came out. The only reason why I'm considering buying 6 is because some of my friends are huge Street Fighter fans, and this is probably the game that they're going to want to play. So
yeah, I'm done.
I'm with you, man.
I don't have the fucking time or energy to learn all these fucking moves, get my ass creamed online by these fucking cheaters. I'm not dealing with this shit, you know?
going to say is that us fans of blonde female assassins in fighting games are eating well.
Yes. You know?
Yeah.
She looks like a...
You're talking about Leon?
Version of Cammy looks like a King of Fighters character. They turned her into a King of Fighters character. I'm like, oh, here we go.
It's like the intros for when they fight reminded me of Injustice. Like, they copied that whole, like, all right, walking in.
Oh, yeah, the whole cinematic.
Yeah, cinematic.
Yeah, all right, moving on here.
Street Fighter,
Yeah, yep, it's a thing. Right, we got Baldur's Gate 3, which I thought came out like 3 years ago, but apparently it's just coming out.
You know? Maybe the console, but it was on PC for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it was early access.
Oh, that was, yeah, early access.
That's
early
what it was.
How do you put a game like that on early access? What are they, an indie company that's doing them now?
I don't know.
They did it to kind of gauge fan reactions. Like, they wanted the community to kind of develop it alongside them, and I mean, it's Larian Studios. They know what the fuck they're doing. And they do great games, so I don't really, honestly, like, that's the one company I'm like, I don't see a problem with that, because when they say, like, yeah, we want to hear community feedback through our development process, they actually mean it.
My only gripe with it, I feel like the everything seems a bit overly designed. Like, everybody looks like they're wearing, like, bug armor. that's my only deal with that. But, you know, again, it's not my, you know, Baldur's Gate in general was not my deal. It wasn't my jam.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, because I went to a preview event for this game, ironically enough, in 2020, before the world fucking went to shit. And I thought I was pretty hyped about it, but it's been so long, I've lost interest. But now seeing this trailer, I'm like, oh, August? Okay, let me give this a shot, because I like the setup of this game, and I liked all, like, the insane amount of choices you get. That's pretty cool to me, you know? So,
Divinity is amazing.
So, yeah, it's made by those same guys, so this seems like a more polished version of that. And I'm going to guess this, but they've been pre-developing this for 3 years. It's got to be good by the time August comes around.
Don't ever do that. We've learned that. It doesn't matter how long it's in development, it could still come out.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But, you know, it is what it is. If they manage to pull it off, good for them. I did actually get to see a little bit of this at PAX. You know, is what it is.
Good stuff. All right. Next up, we got Wayfinder.
Hold on. Wait.
What's up, Brad? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Before we move on, I got something. Like, I am angry about this game.
Uh-oh.
Like, if we're done talking actually about the game itself, this isn't a PlayStation exclusive. It's not. This is Larian Studios. They're not owned by anybody. So this is one of those PlayStation exclusive at launch, bought and paid for kind of things. This is paid exclusivity, and I just got to say, it's bullshit.
Which one was this one?
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Larian Studios did not develop this for Sony. I know for a fact, because I've been following the development, and they're definitely not owned by Sony, and their page says that it's a launch exclusive, which implies that it's definitely going to be on Xbox eventually. So
yeah. Xbox has done it too, though, just to be fair.
I'm just saying, I despise this practice in general. I don't give a fuck who's doing it. It's a bullshit practice.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I agree. I think, they got to get something out there, because it obviously seems that Sony doesn't have anything in development anyway. Oh, not that they have. Not that they don't have anything in development. It's more like they don't have anything to, you know, yet. So they're filling in the space with all these sort of like pseudo exclusives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we got next? Wayfinder. What the fuck is this shit?
Which generic the game.
Actually, you know what, Brian? You know what? I clicked on this trailer. So he said, the new online multiplayer game. I instantly stopped the trailer. I'm like, okay, you told me all I need to know.
Wayfinder? I don't get it.
No, Wayfinder.
Is it a truck simulator or something? Like, are you driving and trying to
find new... It looks like Fortnite shit? Or something.
Yeah.
It's weird because I watched it, but I totally blanked out on that one, too.
Yeah, no, like I said, as soon as it said online multiplayer, I instantly stopped the trailer. I'm like, I don't need to watch anymore. Yep.
I'm interested, because of course I am.
Yeah, what interests you about it?
It's a third-person melee RPG online. Like, I don't like a lot of the online games because, like, man, I like first-person shooting, but not that much, and especially something where I'm supposed to be, like, grinding gear that I'm never going to be able to see. Like, it's just, eh. It does look a little Fortnite-y, but it also looks a little Warcraft-y. You know, I like that old-school kind of Blizzard style, so I don't know. I just like online hack-and-slash games, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it the abs, Brett?
Yeah, you got me.
I'm new to the abs. It's always the abs, I guess, Brett.
Yeah, it's always the abs. But it looks fun. It looks snappy. It looks flashy. Yeah, it doesn't look like, you know, it's not going to be...
It doesn't look like all the shooting games they were just showing in the stream.
I mean, does it look like a Fortnite clone? Like, let's just cut to the core of that question. It definitely has that style. I think the whole industry is kind of gravitating towards that style, though, because they went super realism and everyone went, meh, I'm sick of that.
Well, to be honest, to do more stylized Fortnite games, for as much, you know, modeling that they do, if you go with a more stylized game, you won't need to go that hard on everything. You don't need to worry too much about how light shines through skin and all kinds of other things. So,
yep, I would agree with that.
And I mean, it tends to age a lot better than a lot of the hyper realistic games.
It's also been made by Digital Extremes, so they have some pedigree in making third-person melee-based games. So it should be good. Well, but then again, going back to what our discussion was early on in the show, the game studios that were back then are not the same now. So you can totally discard what I just said. Lovely.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Next up. Oh. Brian,
your favorite game.
Brian, here we go. Here we go.
Is it GTA 5 again?
No. Goodbye, good. Volcano High.
that launch trailer.
Let's fucking go.
Wait.
It's coming out.
Play that game. Twice.
I thought it was released. No.
Nope. It's just now coming out.
Yeah, it was announced at the
PlayStation, you know, 5 reveal. Launch trailer. Yep.
Yeah, the five reveal, that game was on there. Aren't you excited?
Yeah, don't you want to play the dinosaurs?
Julio,
right?
Yeah. Mm,
damn right.
You want to play Angsty Dinosaurs with the rhythm game?
Oh, gosh. I just had, like, the worst thought ever that went to my head. And basically, I was watching the trailer just now, and my first thought was, this looks like the Velma TV show.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, jeez, I actually didn't even notice that. I'm like, this looks familiar. Like, I swear I've seen this before. Like, yeah, Velma. Like, oh, no. No. Yeah, can we just jump to, like, the VR games? They'll be, like, less painful than this.
Why do the dinosaurs have smartphones?
You know, because they're dino kids, and I don't know why they're... Does that mean at the end of
why are the dinosaurs using Photoshop?
I mean, to be honest, like, you know, they're supposed to be.
Why are the dinosaurs texting?
Because you know what would be crazy if that game ends with the meteor.
Yeah, like dinosaurs, dinosaurs, like the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the only good thing about the game when all the characters are killed.
When the meteor comes,
they all were never able to achieve their eternal greatness. Their band was never able to get big.
Yeah, this is stupid. All right.
Dino social media turns against them.
Yeah.
Just go play Persona. It's pretty much this, but better.
Just go play Hi-Fi Rush. Why are we angsty dinosaur children?
Because zoomers, Manny.
Yeah.
If they made a dinosaur game where you can actually play it as a dinosaur and, like, mess up, like, a whole, like, town and hunt things, I'd be for that.
Hmm. I'm pretty sure that game exists.
I guess it's like indie comics have made its way into indie games. You know, this is the one that you would find in the back of the comic book store. You know,
it'd be on sale. It's like 99-cent box.
It would be one of the odd staff picks that you would find at the front of the store. Yeah. All right. Dinosaur of the game.
Yeah. All right, what else do we have here?
Get this something good, man. Get this something.
No,
good.
No, I think the rest of it's just gonna be shit.
Well, because Tony read it from the top shit. Now we're going to that. Now we're essentially going to the start of the show. So
yeah, I'm just, hey, listen,
it's dude, not this, gonna get any better from no, here, buddy.
Yeah, it's not. It's gonna get worse probably. Actually, all these do I even need to read these? All a bunch of VR games.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of VR games. One of them, as I remember, the survival VR game, which was which Digital Foundry did a little featurette on, because they it was made for PS4, then they put it on the shitty Oculus Rift with its lousy hardware, and then they put it back onto the main console. So that's what they were. That's the big one on that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go through each one by one. There's fucking VR games. I don't give a shit.
Then there's the End Dreams one, which is a shooter sort of game, first person, well, VR shooter, and you're sort of hiding and sliding around and stuff. The big thing about End Dreams is End Dreams used to make stuff for, you know, for those of you who played the PlayStation Home. You know, they used to make a lot of stuff for that. So they did that. They're doing that game.
What game?
And then that's this one other shooter game that they should have in there. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Journey to Foundation.
I guess so. They look like weird, you know, style, like weird polygon people.
I don't know.
Anyway, all I know is that there was three games that had shooting VR in it.
Yeah, because of course. They also had a Naruto game. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, they had the Naruto game, which
they make like five of those a year. What
the hell? They really do.
I don't know. I love how when they take Ninja Storm and they're just adding extra titles to it. Like it's called like Naruto and Ninja Storm, blah 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 on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like it's like this absurdly long name, and it just
yeah. This is yeah.
As with every single Naruto one of those
and. Boruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Connections.
Yeah, it's literally a recap of the whole Naruto, you know, series in a video game.
Isn't Boruto his son?
Yes. You mean Bruto? I call him Bruto.
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't know what you know. His thing, like
wow. What I'm just gonna cut to it. What a terrible state of play, man.
Yeah, it was really whelming.
This maybe is awful. No, I'm going to say underwhelming. This is awful.
Yeah, it is not. It was not like.
Was it live?
A lot of people.
No.
It's never. They're never live. They're just pre-recorded, you know, sizzle videos with narration. Pretty much, you know, whatever the Nintendo thing is with now since the writer passed away, it's kind of like that, or it's just a bunch of trailers with readovers. Wah.
Yeah.
So, okay, we haven't heard anything from Microsoft. We hadn't heard anything from Sony. And the first things that they show up with are these two shows. Why can't we should just skip this generation. Really?
You had a point. Yeah, the Microsoft one was pretty bad, too.
We're literally halfway through the generation. This would be, under normal circumstances, this would be halfway through a normal console generation. It's usually 6 years, right? Halfway through at least most of the consoles, by year two, they've already had stuff.
Everything is weird. Like, the prices by this point would be going down, not up.
No. Their prices are growing. Yeah. What was it? Year two, they announced that there was going to be a price hike, right? Or was it year one?
I can't remember. Price hike, it's this year, year two.
Year two, I think.
So to try to catch that thunder from when they were making all that money during the pandemic, right? Every single company's doing this right now. We're at a recession and they're all raising their prices. You know, now that everybody can get out in the streets to get their shit, come on, guys, drop those prices. Give, you know.
Well, you heard Xbox is now doing with
PlayStation. Drop those games.
Yeah, drop the games. How about that? Yeah, no, you heard Xbox is raising its price on consoles now.
Of course they are.
So, yeah.
In what? India.
No, and yeah, but, you know,
yeah,
remember,
yeah.
They're doing what Sony did. Sony raised the price all over the world. Now Xbox is doing it.
Yeah, they're raising the price all over the world.
Nobody wants to be seen as the inferior one because it's a cheap one.
Yeah.
I want it that way.
Whatever.
Yeah, this is a bad generation, man.
I hate to sound all doom and gloom about
it. No, you're right. But the thing is, think about it. We've been saying this since before the generation started.
Mm-hmm. And this is also coming from me. who doesn't really buy that many games per year anyway. Like PlayStation, I personally didn't feel the PlayStation 4 generation was as bad as everybody else felt on the panel. Because, but then again, like I found all the games, all the games that I ever wanted came out, as well as nice surprises. But it just seems like what are we getting? We're getting a bunch of remakes. We're getting sequels. We're getting multiplayer sequels that are loosely connected to franchises. What is the cornerstone of this generation? Do you even know? Do we even know what that is?
There is,
because
none.
It seems like every single previous one had that thing. It's like throwing a bunch of shit out of a wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, basically. Like, yeah, even from this thing, the only two trailers I liked were was a remake, Resident Evil 4.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was Street Fighter 6, which is a sequel. And they're both from the same company, which is ironic enough. But, yeah, no, terrible. It's a terrible, disappointing generation, you know?
Like Manny said, we're getting a bunch of sequels to multiplayer games, remasters or remakes disguised as remasters. We're getting cross-gen games for God knows how long, like 2 or 3 years into the generation, and Mario Kart 8 courses.
And the sad part of a lot of this is because they're too afraid to take any chances because they're spending so much goddamn money on this stuff. I'm sure the Resident Evil remake, just like the Dead Space remake, is going to be great. But the thing is, they're not doing anything new. They're just adding a little bit extra to something that would already made money if they just did it before. And it's like copying somebody else's answers. You're not learning anything.
I will say this though, to be fair to Capcom, at least they've provided new Resident Evil games, you know, sprinkled in a couple, you know. But yeah, some other companies are really bad at it.
I mean, I'm sure that multiplayer dinosaur game is not going to do well for them, but at least it's a new title.
It's multiplayer?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that dinosaur game is. I don't know what the hell that game is called. The one where they fall out of the time portals.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
And then there's that other one.
Exo Prime.
Yeah, and then there's that other trailer for that one game with the cyborg girl and the guy in the spacesuit. I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, I forgot. I know what you mean. That didn't come out.
That's another one of the launch trailers, right?
I think so. Yeah. Man. All right, let's move on before we get more depressed about this stupid generation. Final Fantasy 16 and Spider-Man 2 will make PlayStation gamers very happy this year. Yeah, and I'm, you know what, Lodgewins, I'm really glad you bring this up.
Yep.
Because those two games, let's just say they hit exactly how you want, right? That's still only like two games out of a handful of games for the entire generation so far. That alone won't just wipe the slate clean, you know?
By the way, I'm going back to Doom and Gloom. Not to do with Sony. One of the games that a lot of us are anticipating, Starfield, we still haven't gotten a release date for that. And we're already we're about to be in March. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's, you know, this, you know, the start of this year has started a lot better than last year.
I agree with that.
But man, at least, you know, for, you know, me and Tony, the games that we're into, we still have to wait for those to come to fruition.
We're still waiting, even
last year, probably through March, we had Horizon and Elden Ring come out, which, you know, filled the belly a little bit.
Elden Ring did a lot of heavy lifting last year.
let's be frank. Elden Ring carried the hell out of last year.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Elden Ring is not even a current gen game. It's a last gen game.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? The best game that we've played so far is a fucking last gen game. That is sad, man. Mm-hmm. Logic Win says he's lost faith in Starfield. Until I have it in my hands, I'm assuming it's going to be canceled. Damn.
That's more doom and gloom than we are, man.
I can't blame the brother. I can't blame him. You know, because you've got to that point where the game gets like so much like this, and I'm not going to believe it's real until it's in my hand. That's how I felt about The Last Guardian. Like, I'm not believing shit until it's in my PlayStation, you know? And even then, I still didn't believe it until I fired it up, you know? But yeah. Upsetting. All right, speaking about more upsetting news, Shinji Mikami has left Tango for GameWorks.
It seems so sudden. But apparently he kind of said this. He's like, after a few more games, I'm done. I'm retiring. And it's so weird to have that happen after essentially, you know, kind of the crash and burn of you know, Ghostwire. But yeah. Then Hi-Fi Rush is the little high point for them. So it's an interesting thing. So listen, what's going to happen to their company
now? And then he found the company?
He founded the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting, man.
And why did Bethesda put out that statement? Do they own?
Zenimax or Bethesda. Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't like Microsoft.
Evil Within stuff. Those are all.
Yeah. So he's. I don't know. I mean, I always.
Phil Spencer with Toby. You want to make Battletoads? He's like, yeah, I quit.
No, or what was it? You know, like freaking what's the situation? Platinum Games is like, listen, man. Those Microsoft people, don't fuck with those people, because do you remember what happened to us? Who knows? So I don't know. I mean, especially after having a moderate sort of success sort of game, and then having, you know, the other one. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, we'll find out. He has another company somewhere else. Because I mean, to be honest, he did start Platinum Games too. He was one of the founders of Platinum Games. He left that. He had some other company, and then he made Tango GameWorks and did The Evil Within. I would have to say this about Shinji. I mean, there are fans of The Evil Within, you know, especially since the second one. But he hasn't been swinging for hitting some pretty bad, you know, hits, you know.
So would you say that he tangoed and cashed out?
Oh,
you might have.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It could have been maybe his contracts was up. You know, it's like, all right, you have one more game in you. And he released it, that Hi-Fi Rush one day. Like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, he was a producer on that one. He didn't even direct it. I think the last one he did direct was Ghostwire, and that didn't do so well for them. And that was their big cornerstone game. But who knows?
Oh, yeah, totally. Ghostwire, yeah.
Yeah, that was his. They've only officially Tango GameWorks has only really released a total of 4 games, you know, the 2 Evil Within games, Ghostwire and Hi-Fi Rush, and that's it.
But do we know what he's going to be doing next?
Don't know. They don't say.
Yeah, they don't say.
I mean, the thing, like, when it comes to Japanese developers, they're a little bit mysterious whenever they sort of walk away off of something, right? I mean, the only one that really sort of knew, because of all the leaks that happened behind the scenes. You know, Kojima, you knew what was going on with him.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, that stuff. But for Shinji, it could be a couple of different reasons. Maybe he wants to go back and maybe he realizes he's been spending too long away from his family. Who knows? So I wish him the best of luck. I know he hasn't had a hit in a while, but, you know, that's the guy that created Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, a lot of games. Like, what was it? He has like a bunch of like.
Did he still get a cut from that? Did he get any kind of?
I don't know about that.
I don't know how that works.
I don't think so. I mean,
well, the irony, the remake is. It's based on a game he directed that he created. RE4 is the way it is because of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he created Resident Evil and then he also revamped it. So, he has a lot of games under his belt. I think he's got Beautiful Joe too. I think that's him too.
Yeah, it is.
What's up with that?
They abandoned that shit. Effort. Yeah, you got
after two, Capcom, they abandoned it.
Talk to Capcom.
Yeah. That went with Clover Studio.
Yeah,
that was. I think that was also their one of his like an internal studio for him too. There, so, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. What do we have here? All right. Microsoft signs a 10-year deal to bring Call of Duty to Nintendo. The most random.
Well, here's the thing. Today they announced it's not just Call of Duty. It's all Microsoft games. Halo, Gears, Forza. It's everything.
They're all coming to Nintendo.
All of them. All coming to Nintendo and GeForce.
Yeah, GeForce, yeah, so I got that in
both of them. Too, yeah. Yeah, so both of them. Because that's the thing, everybody picked up, Call of Duty. And then today they went more into it. I was like, it's not just Call of Duty, it's all our games. We are releasing all our games. They're all going to go over to Nintendo and GeForce. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, I'm sure why they're doing that, though.
Of course.
This is to try to, you know,
that was,
make it seem that they're not a monopoly, you know?
Well, the three companies that were against them now has gone down to two, because it was Google, Sony, and NVIDIA, because of the GeForce, because they were saying, oh, they were going to monopolize and the whole thing with the streaming, on gaming streaming. And then now that they partnered up, they're like, all right, we're on the other side of the fence. Then EA said, yeah, we're okay with this, too. And so it's down to just two. We'll see what happens. We're supposed to get some kind of result or something.
I will mention this. I didn't see all games. I just saw Xbox games. Yeah. So it wasn't really specific to...
That's why they announced it today to clarify. It was like, yeah, it's all on Microsoft.
Oh, so they clarified that? Okay.
Today, yeah, let me read this. This is Brad Smith. He's the president of Microsoft. We've now signed a binding 10-year contract to bring Xbox game to Nintendo's gamers. This is just part of our commitment to bring Xbox games and Activision titles like Call of Duty to more players on more platforms. So, yes, that's Xbox games.
Yeah, Xbox games. It's not just Call of Duty.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's a big deal right there. Like, the older games we know can work on Switch because it can play PS3 games and stuff. You know, that generate PS4 games, old ones. So I'm sure the old Gears and Halo work on there. And that might be enough. They didn't say new shit. It could be all the old stuff.
Did they mention... No, I don't see anything about Game Pass here. It's just going to be interesting to see how...
They didn't mention anything about bringing Game Pass just as a game. And then here's the thing, though. That GeForce, I got to check. They said... as of the signing of the document, that it's active. So, in theory, that means that the game should be on there now because it's their games. It's not just Call of Duty. It's all their games. So, that should all be there now. They said they were going to link it with their streaming service. So, if you go on there, you should be able to see all the other games that were there, like the Wolfenstein and all that stuff, Fallout.
Yeah. I have a question, potentially stupid question.
Why?
So, Microsoft has a CEO. That's Nadella, right?
He's the big one.
And this guy's the president.
He's the president. He's underneath. Yeah.
So who he's underneath Nadella. Okay. Because to me, in my mind, I would think president would be above CEO.
I think it is above CEO because I think president has more of a sort of.
Nadella is the one that makes final call for everything. He signs.
Well, he's the one that runs everything, but I think.
When you hear Phil talk about it, he's like, I have to clear with Nadella. Nadella gave us to go ahead for this. Nadella made this. He's like the one that makes final say. It reminds me
of
Based. Oh, boy, developer. This dude. What's his name? The big dude that retired. That's his replacement. I'm blanking on his name.
The big dude, Reggie.
No, that was that took over for...
Kojima.
He was going bald. Big dude. He used to be a football
player. Steve Ballmer?
Steve Ballmer, yeah. He took over for him. Steve Ballmer gave him the ring.
But Ballmer is because he was an owner. He founded Microsoft.
But when Bill Gates stepped down, he took full control. And then when he stepped down, he gave it to Nadella. Nadella now has full control. It was a big deal when that happened. And then we had all these other ones. And then remember, Phil got bumped up to, was it vice president or some shit? He's got a bigger title than what it was before because he was also at that event.
All right. Just answer my question. So Nadella is still the top guy, right?
He's still
the top. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was just like, president, hold on a second, you know?
Yeah, no, but you saw him. He was waving that envelope, walking around with that envelope. And I'm like, what's an envelope? Oh, this is a contract for Sony to sign. So if they're down to sign it, we could sign it right now. And they took pictures and they posted it up online. I was like, yeah, this is it. Just sign it.
Yeah,
We'll give you a bunch of Microsoft games.
Right, we'll give you some COG points.
Yeah, Sony's being really fucking weird about this shit, man.
This is going to burn them. This is going to burn
them. Yeah, it because could. Yeah,
even when if this doesn't happen, it's going to put a bad taste in all these other developers' mouths about this shit. We're like, you know, because you know what it really comes down to, and they got disclosed during this whole thing, is that they're paying a lot less to get Call of Duty than other platforms. They pay less than Xbox, and they play less for PC, Steam, and all of them. And that's what they don't want to lose because they get it at like a discount price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, at the end of the day, it's all about Call of Duty, you know?
That's all that.
Yeah, all right. What else? Okay, so we got that going on. Again, very interesting.
I'm sure Xbox fans are not happy about that, about the deal going to all of their exclusives.
Oh, that I haven't been on Twitter, so I don't know what the temperature is. But
maybe they don't even know. Who knows?
Maybe they think it's just Call of Duty. But that's been getting all the attention so much. It's like, oh, it's Call of Duty, Call of Duty. It's like, well, what about all the others? Ah, fuck that, Call of Duty.
Little why? All right. And Adam, you already mentioned this. Xbox PC games coming to NVIDIA GeForce Now. That's pretty big. That's a big deal.
Is that already? I mean, that's the thing. I got to see if they said as soon as they signed it that it would be binding and that they can make that active ASAP. They're not. That doesn't require the Activision deal to go through. That it just says that if it does go through, it's a guarantee that those games will carry over also.
Yeah.
So that is a big deal. It is a big deal, and that's when they like jumped ship on right there. And that was a big part of it too. It's like, they were against the whole process of like, oh no, you're gonna monopolize. Oh wait, what? Oh, we can get these games too. Yeah. All right, let's do it. Let's make this happen. Shake hands, kiss babies.
Adam, for those of us that forgot exactly how GeForce Now worked, could you remind us?
Yeah, you can just sign in to GeForce Now. Go to their website. It's like $4.99 a month. And there was a bunch of games when it first launched. It had almost all the Capcom games. It had Street Fighter. It still has Ubisoft. It also, there was some of the Battle.net games that were on there. And then all of a sudden, they just started disappearing. Turns out a lot of these publishers didn't really understand what was happening. I don't get that either. How do you not know they're creating a streaming gaming service? What's hard to understand about that? But they all pulled, except Ubisoft, out of the big ones. And they even had a connection with a few other publishers that wound up backing out. But a lot of the small ones are still there. You can still play all the popular games like Fortnite and stuff. But Doom is a game that I used to play, the 2016 version. I used to play it. And then Bethesda pulled out. Now, that was before Microsoft bought them. And I was like, so it's great to see if that's back. Well, all those games will be back. And you can sign in. I used to play it through my NVIDIA Shield. I have an NVIDIA Shield delivery. It has a little app that's built into it. And poof, you connect through the GeForce and you could stream your games and you could play them. That was it. It works. It was good.
Did you have to buy the games first? Or how did that? I always confuse all these things.
It worked with your Steam. You could buy them, but it would link to your Steam and your Epic Games Store. So you link your Steam and Epic Games, and then you can play the games from your collections. Then, last I checked a year ago, the Epic was gone from there, and it was just Steam. So I was like, that kind of sucks.
And it makes sense with, you know, Microsoft putting more and more more of their games on.
It definitely helps in that way because, for example, like I just mentioned, I had the NVIDIA Shield. A lot of people have it. That's still one of the best devices that you can have when it comes to streaming media and stuff connected to your TV. And it works with Google, a modified version of Google. It has its app store, but doesn't have the Game Pass app in the Google store there. It doesn't work. So you can't do it, and it doesn't have a real – there's a browser, but the browser's crap on it. It doesn't really work. So this is great then, because then that means that if you do have this service and you have NVIDIA Shield, poof, there you go. Now you got all the games from Microsoft. At least you don't have Game Pass because that's a lot of third-party games. But you have all those first-party games you can now play on there. Now, they didn't say if it would be day one releases like Game Pass, but it just said that they will be putting their games on there. So I guess it's – to Microsoft's the discretion of what games they want put at what time.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to ask, like, because I do have GeForce Now, the Founders Edition. I was like, am I going to be able to play Xbox games without being subscribed to Game Pass?
Yeah, it didn't say anything about day one releases and stuff. Because remember, Game Pass also has a lot of third-party stuff on it. That's not Microsoft stuff.
Yeah.
Sign off on that. They're just saying all the stuff we own, all the Bethesda games, all of those. You know, the first party Halo and all that stuff. Yeah, that could be on there.
Yeah, no, because I was wondering if I could play Atomic Hearts through this without being on Game Pass.
No. In fact, if you have it right now, just take a look. Just go on the GeForce site, sign in, and then type in the name of a game. Type in Doom. Just type in Doom. If you see it, then that means that it went active. They said once
we see
a pen to paper that they were going to make that shit active.
By the way, I'm downloading the app right now, so if something happens, you know, now you know. Oh, no, we're good. So you say, okay, so write in Doom, right? Doom?
Just type in Doom, yeah, because Doom was pulled.
Oh, okay. Let's see, Doom.
So if you see it, that means it's back.
No Doom.
No Doom?
Like, this says nothing to see here.
Yeah, nothing to see there. But, you know, Ubisoft said, type in the Division. You'll see that.
The Division, right? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Ubisoft was like one of the few publishers. Even EA pulled a lot of that shit from there, too.
Yeah, man.
It was really sad because the same thing. I was a founder member. I loved it, covered it. I was like, this is going to be the future. And then every week it was like, Capcom backed out, Bethesda backed out, all these other companies started backing out.
Yeah, Midnight Suns is on this shit. I'm not going to play that, though. Waste my time.
Yeah. So it's good. It definitely helps. That makes just put some justification to their whole
cause. Oh, shit. Atomic Heart is on this.
Yeah, but you have to buy it because they'll have it. They'll sell it. It's a store. They also have their own store.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But okay. if you sign in with your Steam account, then you can play Steam games.
Yeah, as long as I have them, you know. Yeah, and they're available on the service.
Yeah.
I remember. All right, good stuff. Fuck. What are we talking about right now? Microsoft president to push Activision deal at EU hearing. So, yeah, that's still going on.
That was amazing. Did you see those pictures? No,
yeah, so it was good. This was from a couple days ago. So what happened?
Yeah, that was massive. So they had that big meeting, and they said like hundreds of people were there, and they were almost all of them were lawyers.
Oh, shit.
They had Activision with all their lawyers. They had EA showed up with their lawyers because they were invited to discuss this. Of course, NVIDIA was there. Google was there. Microsoft. So there was a few other ones, big companies, and all the companies got 15 minutes to say yay or nay their reasoning for it, except Sony. Sony got 30 minutes, right? Weird, you know, and I don't understand it. But then when the president of Microsoft came out, and is that picture that's making the rounds that he put on a big screen, and it shows like a big pie for graphics is 80%.
Yeah, I saw that shit, man. 20,
yeah, that's how he opened. He said, let's just look at the facts. He says, Europe. 80% is controlled when it comes to game market by Sony. We are 20%. We are nothing. You know, it's like, and then he just went in deep on all of it. And then it was almost a quickie. He was looking over at that panel. It was like, if you block this, you're blocking progress. You're blocking growth in the industry. We just made these deals with these two large companies, with Nintendo and NVIDIA. We're putting it on more platforms. They threw out a number of like 150 million new gamers. Will now have access to all the games. And it's like, and why? Why can't we do it? Because Sony doesn't want the competition. Because they clearly, even if this goes through, we are not going to take over 80% from 20%. It's just not possible.
Yeah, by the way, real quick, big shout out to Dirty Death Dealer gifting subs, man. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, and by the way, Dirty Deputy will also be gifting some other stuff in the near future. I'm talking to him, so shout out to him. Yeah, if you guys remember, Dirty Deputy, he helped me give some stuff away to some fans years ago, so we're going to be doing that again soon. So shout out to the brother, you know, longtime supporter of Throwdown, man. One of the originals, you know.
The OGs!
Good stuff, man.
So it's going to be interesting. I think we're supposed to find out tomorrow. Oh, because tomorrow, they said that they were gonna make their decision shortly after. Now we didn't hear a lot of stuff was closed door. There were some things they were allowed to show after it, and then things that came out from news reporters that were there and stuff. But there's still a lot of we don't know.
Talking about the FTC,
not the FTC.
You down with FTC? The
European one. This wasn't the FTC.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
This was all in Europe that took place.
China already approved.
Yeah, China. Well, Tencent approved it. No surprise.
Of course.
Yeah, they said, we're all for this, of course, because they're constantly gobbling up other companies. But, yeah, so they approved it. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But and then
Microsoft.
Three unions showed up. So you
Microsoft.
Three
my bad.
So then they had three unions. They were talking that and employees and then companies and different developers that are based out in the UK talking about how this is great for them and growth. Because they're not closing down studio. They're just going to be expanding, and then this gives them opportunities to move around. I mean, they presented all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But one thing they definitely said, because remember that when we talked about last week, that one of the things that the commission was talking about is like, oh, well, you can break off Call of Duty. How about that? Buy everything and then break off Skoku. They said, nope, flat out no. It's like, if you say that the only way we can do this is if we have everything without Call of Duty, then the deal is that we're not doing it. We're back and it's all done. And you just decided with market leader instead of building a competitive market. Yeah, he flat out, he said a better speech than what I did, but I mean, it was something like that. It was like a mic drop moment. It's like, if you don't want to go ahead, then we're out. But come on now. And then that whole time, he left that up 80-20%. Keep looking at that number, 80-20%.
Microsoft's gonna go to the FTC. He's like, owning the industry, we just lost a Japanese guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm curious to find out how Sony responds to that. They have 30 minutes. If it didn't already happen today, then it's happening tomorrow. But it's supposed to happen by this.
Lincoln Douglas?
Yo, by the way, Logic wins. He's right. He goes, it's 80-20 because they didn't include Nintendo.
Yeah, I'll know.
Ain't that
because Nintendo don't hate.
It's just funny. It's just funny that like Microsoft is pretty much going, yo, we ain't shit. You know, it's funny to me.
Oh, yeah. Now, apparently the number's a lot closer when it comes to the United States.
Yeah, the United States is closer.
But it's all right. It makes sense that didn't come up because this is the Europeans commission over there. That market. So that's all they care about. But apparently some reporters that were there that just they saw the faces of the panel over there and they were kind of shocked. Like, I guess they didn't. You know what it is? It's that whole thing of, we know Microsoft as the big bad, right? Because they got all the money. They got Windows. They got everything. Come on. They're dominating what you would think. But then when you see something like this, and then I guess they don't know. They're not in the gaming world. They don't know that. They just know the big company names. And they see this, and they look in disbelief. Like, that can't be. We thought this was a much tighter race or, you know, market. What is this? This is not going to swing that pendulum all the way one side. So.
Yeah.
But it's not the first time that Microsoft has fallen behind and shit. Look at the cell phones. That was garbage. They tried their cell phones. It didn't work. Look at the Zoom. That shit didn't work and died out. You know, it's not everything they touch turns to gold. It's pretty much just Windows that have really kept them up there in the enterprise software office, stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. What do we have here? Okay. So, you know, more acquisition stuff. So Bungie says its new games won't be PlayStation exclusives. Which is interesting.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I wonder, they keep sort of saying stuff like that. It makes me wonder what kind of deal are they? I mean, were they fully acquired by them, or what is the deal with them? What's the deal with Bungie?
Yeah, I think they fully own them. Yeah.
They pretty bought them. I don't. But didn't Tencent give them like $100,000 for some shit too a while ago?
Yeah, but I mean, different companies can own different parts of other companies, but Sony owns probably the majority of what Bungie is. But maybe there was something, a clause or something, where it's like these people are the ones that get to decide whether Destiny or whatever Bungie-led title releases, whether it be multiplat or not. Who knows?
Sony was over at the Bungie studio to that big announcement. For that that new DLC, hype that up. So I think they do own them.
No, they own Bungie. There's no question about that. It's not like partial. It's like, no, they fully own them.
Yeah, because they paid like $1 billion, right? Wasn't like, and people kept saying, "Damn, you overpaid."
How much did they pay actually? Let me look that up.
A few billion. Take a look. It's definitely a few billion. That people are like, what?
Yo, but Sony broke though. You know,
company that's got one IP. Come on, I couldn't say they had a catalog of stuff.
They got a catalog of DLCs.
You know, you're right. Yeah, $3.6 billion. Yep.
Thank you.
If Bungie was a free agent right now, they'd probably go up. They'll probably sell for more than that right now.
Probably would. Yeah.
And if it was Microsoft, it definitely would. Microsoft.
Well, they don't want to go back there. They don't want to go back.
Yeah. I don't know. I will never understand that. I don't know why the hell Microsoft didn't even try to get Bungie. It just made the most logical sense. Get Bungie, make them make Halo again. Come on.
That must have happened. It's got to be just bad blood with the upper management.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Could be.
Not only did they let them go, remember, they sold them their stock back. Buy it back. Get the hell out. Get the stepping.
You can't get the stepping.
They gave them such a nice spot, too. Well, I know, Carlos, you remember this. In Halo 3. It came in the box. It came with that documentary disc, and it showed how they worked together. They bought a Lowe's, you know, those Lowe's hardware stores, and that was their studio. It looked amazing. They did everything. They had like a booth and a section for audio stuff, all the the artists were in another part. They were like, they kept everything in this huge Lowe's building. Looked amazing. And it's like, well, it's all gone now.
All right, man. Yeah, that's it. Done, man.
That's it.
Yeah, this is what you get into gaming industry now, man.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know,
the drama between two big companies.
Oh, well, here's some news, and it's something I want to share to see. I was going to say for the questions, but this will give people something to think about for the questions. So Pinball Effects is out, right? You know, that's
what is that?
The people that make Pinball Effects 2, 3, you know, we've all played those pinball games.
I've never played those.
Anybody, no one here has played a Pinball Effects game?
No.
Never like, even heard of them until now.
Are you kidding?
Well, no, I mean, they've been around for years, but, you know, like,
yeah, the Star Wars games, all of those. Yeah. They make all those.
They sell different. Their whole deal is that they sell, like,
are these, like, physicals or, like,
No. These are,
special wooden tables. Okay. Like, these are tables. There's different. As you play, you unlock all the parts of the table. It comes alive and stuff. And then they still have the throwback designs, the original one. William Table.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, go on.
So anyway, yeah. So they just released a new one, right? So I just reviewed that. But the interesting part is they're adding a subscription service for Pinball Table. So for $15 a month, you get access to over 80 tables. And every month you keep paying, and they always add new tables you get access. And then for $100, you get this for a year. And for the first time, for anybody that's played these tables, you can then log into this service, whether on a PlayStation, a phone, Android, Apple, whatever, and then play all these tables. So it's like a Game Pass just for pinball table. You know, like it's all these different license deals. They got the Universal Studios and the Gearbox, all the other ones, and you get access. So it's just very interesting to see if something like this happens. Now, here's the problem, though. When it launched, that they said, you know, quote, there's a bug or something, and they had to not launch that feature, that cross purchase feature. But I'm just curious, is anybody that listens to the show are big into pinball, could they see themselves paying $15 a month just to play pinball tables, or even $100 a year to play pinball tables? Because think what you can do with that money, like Game Pass or PlayStation Plus or something. You know what I mean? Like, this is just pinball.
Sounds like a waste of money to me, but then again, I'm not into pinball.
Well, that's the question. I don't know many people that are. You have to really be into pinball if you think.
Yeah,
about it.
I think I could speak for the fans saying they don't care either. You know. By the way, real quick, I almost forgot to say something. Hey, Brian.
What up?
Did you hear that a certain Wizard game has sold 12 million copies in 2 weeks?
I did hear about that. I'm not overly surprised, but it did. But again, people like that game. I guess there's 2 million, well, sorry, 12 million you said?
12 million, yes, 12
yeah,
million.
There's 12 million transphobes out there.
Yeah, those boycotts really worked, didn't they, you know?
Uh-huh. Do we get sales numbers on another game that came out
a year ago?
Last year?
No, we didn't, you know, but think about it like this. Oh. This game already outsold God of War. That was 11 million, which Sony did say. Wow. Go ahead.
Elden Ring numbers. We got an update. 20 million.
Damn, crazy.
I know that's not the right time and place for this. Well, right time, wrong time, right place. Do you think that the Wizards game can outsell Elden Ring?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. It's a bigger IP.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. At this rate, it'll probably outsell it by another 2 weeks. You know,
another 2 weeks. Just yeah, it's crazy because I mean, it is a way more popular IP than whatever the Soulsborne was or is. So yeah, it definitely has the ability to surpass it because you know when you have little kids, it's a little kids game.
Yeah, it is. It's
both adults really like it and little kids like it. Adam mentioned, you know,
yeah, my daughter likes it.
So, you know, it has a lot more crossover than a game like Elden Ring. So I wouldn't be surprised if it surpassed it by the end of the year.
It's all about that family entertainment, man. You get in that slot, man, you be making money.
Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, and Brian, the term is not transphobes, it's Potterheads. Potterheads are
are crazy, man. They're ride and die for Harry Potter. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, no, it's a huge franchise, you know.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
So yeah, very interesting how all this brouhaha didn't affect the game whatsoever. In some cases, it may have even helped. You know,
the Streisand effect. I will say the one thing about like the Twitterverse and the real world.
Two different
places. Real world and the Twitter world, they do not reflect each other.
No, they do.
People. I'm sure people who bought this game didn't even know what any of what she said or didn't say.
What's the J.K. Rowling?
They probably don't even know who created the damn thing.
Yeah, they just hear Harry Potter, they hear Hogwarts, and they buy it.
Exactly.
You know,
that brings back all the good feels.
Yeah, I can't say the same for Fantastic Beasts though. That franchise of movies hasn't been doing amazingly.
I don't understand that. So that's a sequel? That's a sequel?
Prequel. It's a prequel. It's a sort of a prequel.
Yeah.
I guess to like add to this, like it's kind of good that the Wizard game sold well, because then it shows that, again, to Tony's points, people still enjoy single-player games.
Yep. And
that's also true. There is no multiplayer. There's no announced DLC for the game. You know, the game just came out and said, "Hey, here's all the things. Do it."
You know? Yeah, well, with all those numbers they're making, you know, there's going to be Quidditch DLC and whatever that chess game that they have in there is.
Yeah, I know, but for the moment, you get the complete game. Remember when that used to be a thing?
Yeah, they were like, "Yeah, nothing, no plans yet." They said also making any DLC.
They're making enough money. You know, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they're probably going to make I heard they're already talking about trying to make a TV series based on Hogwarts Legacy. Kind of interesting.
Well, I'm really surprised they haven't done that already.
Like a TV show.
They're going to make Hogwarts. That's it. Just call it Hogwarts.
Brian, get ready for another one.
We got Riverdale, and that was from Archie. If they can do it off of Archie, you could definitely do it off of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
They should make like a... And this is like a radical idea, but just stay with me here. They should make like a movie, or like a set of movies based on the game, where like this kid like goes through like the school years, you know, and then like he like fights like a villain at the end of like all, let's say, eight films. You know, I think that'd be a cool idea.
Well, they're making books as well
because you know, like this Hogwarts Legacy thing, it seems like it's built for books, so they should make books off it.
Yeah, you know, they really should. Oh,
by the way, they are making a movie based off of the play, The Cursed Child. I don't know if anyone is familiar with it. Yeah, so they're making more Potter stuff.
Oh yeah,
I've never seen a single one of those fucking movies, and I don't intend to. And it's not because I'm inactive; it's just I don't care about little kids shit. You know,
it sounds like you have an agenda.
You like Spider-Man. You like superheroes. That's considered little kids.
No, it's not, man. You know, no, it's not. Spider-Verse is, but not like, you know, like Spider-Man movies or something, you know?
I mean, it used to be, here, Tony, I just realized something. After somebody had kind of mentioned that they're a fan, there's a few year difference, right? Where like, and then, because me and my sister are on both sides of this divide. She's 6 years younger than me, right?
Yeah.
I'm a Lord of the Rings man, Aragorn all day, right? Hmm. She's Harry Potter fan. And you got to think, those franchises weren't that far apart.
No, as a matter of fact, it's funny you bring it up, because I remember they both, the first movies, I'm just talking about the movies now, they came out the same year, right? And I was like, okay, I'm not into, because I was really, Manny, you know this, I was not into fantasy at all. It's like, fuck this shit, this is fruity, I'm into sci-fi, that's what I like. But I was like, you know what, let me give this fantasy stuff a try. These are two big fantasy movies. Which one am I going to watch? I'll watch the one that kind of started the modern version of fantasy. I'm sticking with Lord of the Rings, and I think I made the right choice, you know?
Yeah, he had a Tony, just like how Tony didn't care for Westerns, he wasn't very adamant with medieval sort of stuff.
And by the way, even now, I got to be very selective when it comes to my fantasy. I don't just go, oh, I love all fantasy. It's got to be, you know, it can't just be, oh, we got fucking elves and dwarves. Like, okay, bro, you know? Like I remember I got into that Dragon Age, the first one, even that game, I was like, nah, no, okay. I'm, Dragon Age, the first one, the Origins, I was like, I don't know about all that. The only reason
I don't think there's any such game, Tony.
Yeah, Dragon's Age. There you go.
Oh, that game.
Yeah. So so that game came out. It was popping and stuff. It was big, and I was like, I'm not into this fantasy shit, man. And then after I played the first Mass Effect, I was like, this is fucking awesome. Is there another game like this? But like, Dragon Age is like that. I'm like, shit. Guess I have to. You know, I loved it, right? And then when Game of Thrones got announced, they're like, oh, yeah, Dragon Age was inspired by this. I'm like, oh, shit, I better check this out, you know? And then I started reading Brandon Sanderson stuff, and all his magic systems are all very scientific. I could get behind that. It's not just like, hey, shit happens, you know, which was always my problem with fantasy. It's just like, oh, we got a problem. Eh, bring the wizard. He can fix it. You know, I'm like, what the fuck?
And you like the Dresden Files, which
Dresden Files was good.
Whoa! Hold on a second. Are you a Star Trek fan?
Star Trek is bordering on it because, like the first show, right? The original one, which I love the characters, but that was super fucking fantasy, right? The first two seasons of TNG were pretty fantasy-ish. Then it got more harder, you know. But
you can solve any problem by rerouting power from the engine bay.
Yeah, but they're at least trying to actually try to do it like a scientific way. I grant you, some of that shit is gobbledygook. But at least, hey, this is the in-world way of fixing it. It's not just wave a wand and everything's good. You know what I'm saying? But I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then Q shows up. Yeah. Hello.
So, Brad, so basically, Brad, that's what I'm saying. The reasoning may be bullshit, but at least it's in world. And yes, Q was fucking magic. That's magic. You know?
I think good fantasy, and it's not just you, good fantasy has rule systems that they stick with.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
These rule systems are both solutions to problems and the problems themselves.
Q
is God.
No, he's not. But Brett, that's what I realized. Those are the fantasy stories I tend to stick to. Like, if you've read Dresden Files, like, it could be kind of really fantastical magic, but there's always a cost to it every single time. I'm like, okay, I can get behind that, you know, because it's kind of scientific, right? Like an energy exchange or whatever, you know?
And for me, as long as you set rules and you fucking stick to them, you can bend them however far you want. Like, find all the loopholes you want. That's one thing I used to like about Naruto back in the day before it got... I mean, it was probably always bullshit, but I enjoyed the first few seasons because it always seemed like, okay, here's the in-world rule system that we've set up, and now here's how somebody totally takes advantage and exploits the fuck out of it. It seems like if you set a video game with rules, exploiters would find all these workarounds.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what I like. You know, like, I like rule-based magic systems, but I don't know how we got off on that. But yeah, Harry Potter, I'm glad people are enjoying the game. That's a good thing, you know?
My kids call it not your toe.
Also to your point, yes, I missed that train. I was like 21 when that first movie came out. Like, it's like Pokemon. It's like, okay, I missed that fucking train. I was too old for that shit, you know?
Dude, a lot of Harry Potter fans aren't, like, they don't hate Lord of the Rings, but they're not... being like, I've noticed that there's separate camps.
It makes sense, though.
You're one or the other for the most part.
Yeah, no, and it makes sense. Lord of the Rings is fucking dope, but then like all that history behind it, like Silmarillion, I'm into shit like that, you know? It's fantastic, man. I think you're right about that. It is a little bit of a generational divide there. But I'm like, listen, I'm just happy these folks are playing a game that they love. Like, you see on Twitter, man, like, they are really enjoying this shit, which is great, you know? This world's fucking messed up enough as it is, man. Get some joy out there, you know?
Yeah, good on you guys.
Yeah. shout out to Blitz, who just showed up as we're about to wrap up here. but anyway, what's up, Blitz? Do we have anything to plug, Adam? I'm going straight to you, man.
No, we just have another episode of The Last of Us that we'll cover when on Monday.
So that's a yes.
Well, this is not out now, but yeah, if you're into The Last of Us, you can check it out over at Coalition Gaming or over at thecoalition.com. So we'll cover in that.
All right, good stuff. How many more episodes?
Three. Episodes to finish game one. Let's see how they do it. Every episode better be bangers. That's all. They got a lot.
Yeah. Did they already get to the cannibals?
Nope. No spoilers for the humans. No. Okay. But, no, they didn't get to.
Okay. Yeah. Because
it's going to be this one, though. Yeah. No, I think this is going to. It's from the trailer, it looks like she comes across them in this episode.
Yeah. Because I already saw, like, Joel, like, in, like, a snowy place. I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go.
Well, they switched things up because when they made it to the camp to where they find Tommy, it's already snowing. So they sort of combined what happens in two and one. So once they get to the camp in this one, they're doing the snowball fights, and you're seeing all of that.
No, no, because remember in the first game, I know, when it got to the cannibals, it was like a snow area.
Yeah, it was snow, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's already snow.
Yeah.
So they're going to come across them, you know, eventually, but it's already, they changed the season. So at this point, it's already snowing. So once I saw the snow, I'm like, oh, it's got to happen soon.
Yeah. I'm not going to name names, but I had a friend text me about like last week's episode. I'm like, you realize I'm not watching this show, right? she was just texting me I've been watching it this whole time. I'm like, I saw the first episode. I'm like, hey, this is a very well-done show. I'm good. You know, I've played this already.
Don't need to see no more.
No, I'm good. I'll give them respect. I think it's very well done. But no, I'm good. You know, anyway, make sure you follow Throw It Out on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord, where the conversations and the rumors are always popping. You can also find us on every podcast app on the planet, Throw It Out Show. That's towards Throw It Out Show. You could also check us out on throwitoutshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you've been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Go play some Call of Duty third-person mosh pit. It's afforded.
Brett Murdoch.
You're saying I'm funny? Saying I make you laugh?
And Brian Manjoma.
I hope that they do a Guardians of the Galaxy 2, just to show people how it's done.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. All right, people, we'll see you on Sunday. Later.
Laters.